Good morning. How's everybody doing? Good? Meh. Everybody's getting excited for Christmas? Getting excited for Advent? Advent's exciting time. Well, each week, what are some of the things that we do during Advent? And I'm standing right next to one of them. What is this? They're candles. They're our Advent candles. And so each week we light a candle representing something of that week that we are talking about. And last week we were doing hope, and this week we're doing peace. And so one of the things that we heard was from Scripture was Isaiah. So behind me is a picture, and I want you to take a look at it. Can you see it? What are some of the things that you see in that photo? Yes. Animals. What kind of animals do you see? A leopard? Yes. I'm sorry? A lot of mammals. It's very specific. A wolf? A wolf, a leopard, mammals. What else do we see? A cow? Yes. Sheep? Anything else? Yeah. A goat? I like goats. Yes. Uh-huh. Humans? What kind of humans are they? Are they in their 60s? Are they in their 40s? Early ages, probably. They look like two kids. How many of them do you see? Two? I see. Oh, three. There's three. And what are they doing? And then there's people in the back, aren't there? Yeah. And what are those kids doing with the animals? Playing with them? Have you ever gone and played with a leopard? Why not? You have? Oh my gosh. Then the peaceful kingdom is already here. Yeah, so this was done by Edward Hicks, and this was an interpretation that he did about Isaiah 11, which is the scripture reading that we heard for the candles, and we're also going to hear them for the scripture reading later today. And in that Isaiah passage, it's talking about a peaceable kingdom where there's going to be lions and leopards, but they're also going to be hanging out with kids and with lambs and with goats. So it kind of has the two extremes. What is extreme? What does it mean by to be extreme? Yes. Yeah, extreme is like way out there. So this is like an extreme interpretation of providing a peaceable kingdom where things that we would never think about getting together are going to get together, and it's going to be peaceful, and it's not going to be difficult. So this week we're talking about the peace that's coming through Christ. And one of the big pieces about that with peace, pieces and peace, you like that? One spelt like a pie, P-I-E-C-E. Sorry, I'm totally going on a tangent right now. That's how I learned about how to spell peace. Did you know that? You always want a piece of pie, so P-I-E-C-E. Anyway, all right. What? What was my point? So my point is, this is an explanation of the peace that's coming through Christ. And through Christ, we have received a peace because of the forgiveness and the grace that we receive. So let us join together in prayer, and then you can go on downstairs with Ressa and Auden and have Sunday school. Let's pray. God, I give you thanks for this time of preparing ourselves and hearing about hope, hearing about peace, and eventually hearing about joy and love. Let us spend this time as we prepare ourselves for the Christmas day. In your name we pray. Amen.